Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. In Paris, France, just a few hours ago, and just one day after an ISIS video was released threatening to bring its war into Europe, a series of coordinated attacks on the white people of that city took place, leaving over 150 dead at last count. Two bombs were exploded outside a stadium where a soccer game, a heavily attended match between friendly rivals France and Germany, was taking place. This is a popular traditional event among native French and visitors from Germany, and practically no one else. And therefore, the vast majority of the fans there were white people. An 18-year-old, Alexandre Bims, had just arrived when the first blast occurred. He said, quote, "We thought it was a gas leak, but then we saw people on the floor that were not moving. Then there was a second explosion, and we saw someone who lost an arm," close quote. As he fled, he said there was a third explosion. At almost exactly the same time, machine gun-wielding killers entered a club where a rock concert by the American band Eagles of Death Metal was in progress, and opened fire, killing at least 118 men and women out of some 200 in attendance. After they machine gunned the crowd, they threw explosives at the survivors. Again, the venue seems to have been chosen because of the almost 100% white audience for that kind of music. During the carnage, a few of the concertgoers were able to reach the roof of the club and climb into the window of a nearby apartment building. One witness stated, "We stayed there, waiting for it to be over. We heard explosions, gunfire, screams." A radio reporter who was there, Julian Pierce, says, quote, "It was a bloodbath. People yelled, screamed, and everybody was lying on the floor. And it lasted for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. 10 horrific minutes where everybody was on the floor covering their heads. We heard so many gunshots, and the terrorists were very calm, very determined, and they reloaded 3 or 4 times their weapons, and they didn't shout anything. They didn't say anything." Close quote. Well, what needs to be said? Is it ISIS? Is it Al-Qaeda? Does it matter? No, nothing needed to be said. Middle Eastern Muslims killing white people in the open borders white West that the Jews have engineered. Some 14 people were shot to death at upscale restaurants Le Carillon and Le Petit Cambodge, and another 18 were killed at the fashionable bistro La Belle Equipe. Once again, these were not the kinds of places where one would expect to find refugees and migrants. They were the kind of places where white people congregate. All told, there were 6 separate and coordinated attacks. They were all in the central city of Paris, almost in a straight line when you look at them on a map. They all took place at nearly the same time, and all within about a mile of that monument to white genius and culture, Notre Dame Cathedral. All of the attacks took place in what Britain's Guardian describes as Paris's less exclusive, more multicultural eastern neighborhoods, which actually buttresses the idea that whites were deliberately chosen as targets. This was an area with which the non-white attackers were familiar, and they may even have considered it their turf. Yet they purposely chose places in this multicultural part of Paris where whites were likely to be. 1,500 soldiers were put on the streets of Paris, and all of France's borders have been closed. French President François Hollande says that no effort will be spared to find those responsible and punish them. But really, Monsieur Hollande has set himself an impossible task. 7 of the 8 known attackers from last night were seen blowing themselves up, and the 8th was shot dead by police. The plotters may be found, though even that is doubtful. If you think that the Muslim invaders of France are going to give accurate information when they're interrogated by the French police, you're crazy. And if you find the plotters, you may discover, as was done in the case of the attacks that took place in Paris 10 months ago, that some of them claim affiliation with Al-Qaeda, others with ISIS, but there's no proof that any of them had any contact with those groups at all. The truth is that the Jewish-controlled political system in France, just as in Britain, just as in Germany, just as in the United States, has opened its borders and invited its enemies to set up shop wherever they choose in their country, paid them handsomely to do so, and to breed the native French out of existence. And entire swaths, neighborhood upon neighborhood of French cities and entire suburbs are now filled with millions of aliens who hate the French and all white people passionately. Many among these millions need no mastermind, no orders from above, and not much encouragement at all to strike against us. All they probably need is a bit of inspiration, such as that from the extremely graphic ISIS video that was released just before these attacks, and which constitutes a declaration of war against Europe. Or maybe they need just a bit of provocation, which is provided 10 or 20 times a week at least, as Western bombs rain down on the Middle East, and occupation governments are imposed, and Western nations led by the Jews turn nation after nation in that part of the world into cratered, smoking moonscapes, where sudden death and maiming and disfigurement are a daily part of the lives of millions. No amount of police or Secret Service detectives can crack this case, because you can't crack a whole culture. Even if you could read every email and every text message and listen to every telephone call in all of France, you could not round up the perpetrators, because you are dealing with a nation within a nation, a people, an enemy people, who gladly, willingly, and spontaneously, and without central direction, sacrifice their own lives to kill you, defeat you, and ultimately replace you. If you want to understand what we are up against, I urge you to watch the latest ISIS video. As I said when I posted it, however, children and sensitive persons should not watch it. It is extremely graphic and shows the execution by beheading of numerous captives of ISIS. ISIS is widely believed to have established a modus vivendi with world Jewry, since they and Israel have at least one interest in common: the destruction of the Assad regime in Syria and other stable, strong governments in that part of the world. ISIS clearly is involved in the current invasion of Europe. In notable contrast to earlier ISIS productions, the video's chants make use of the Russian language. Russia, which, unlike Western nations, has been dealing out some serious defeats to ISIS forces, is the main target of the piece. But it is clear that war is being declared on all of Europe. Its title is Soon, Very Soon, and it was released just before today's attacks. You can see it here on nationalvanguard.org. And if the site that's hosting it takes it down, we will repost it from our own server. The production bears the logo of the Al Hayat Media Center, the Islamic State's Foreign Language Media Division, which has produced a series of similar videos documenting ISIS atrocities and threatening different targets in the West. Quote, "We came to you with slaughter, defying death. In your gun barrel we have seen paradise," the subtitles read. "Europe is shaking. Russia is dying. The Kremlin will be ours, and your wives will be our concubines. Your children will be our slaves." Another video, which will give you and your friends and family a realistic view of the war which is just beginning in Europe, is entitled "With Open Gates." As I said when I posted it here on nationalvanguard.org, it is a hard-hitting, you-can't-stop-watching-it film about the massive non-white invasion of Europe. It is going viral all over the white world. From the tearful testimony of the Greek woman who pleads for help, saying, "They're in our houses. Someone has to help us," to the scenes of gut-wrenching violence and rape, to the ominous debate between Nick Griffin and a multiracialist in the European Parliament, to the vacant smiles of the brainwashed whites who welcome the invaders. You won't be able to take your eyes off this film. This production does, albeit briefly, tackle the issue of Jewish responsibility for opening the gates of the West to the invaders. Although this 19-minute film may feel like a dispatch from the future, it is cut entirely from recent news reports, police camera footage, and interviews. The film states, "At current immigration levels and disappearing birth rates, Native Europeans are destined to become a minority in their own countries within decades. This is already the case for many of Europe's largest cities. Millions of young Muslim men leave behind their family, pay thousands to criminal traffickers to reach the land they have been promised by traitorous Jew-controlled European politicians illegally. Dubbed by the media as refugees, they cross through 6 to 10 safe countries to reach wealthy nations like Germany or Sweden, where they hope to receive free money and, not incidentally, sexual access to white women. Another fact the film does not shy away from. Although the topic of responsibility for the moral disarmament of whites in the West deserves to be the focus of a film 10 times the length of this one, the producers of this piece deserve great credit for telling their viewers that Jews, themselves an earlier wave of Middle Eastern invaders, are the ones who created the inverted morality and the political ideology that is causing white Europeans to bare their throats without resistance to the knives of the invaders and their women's bodies to their embraces. With Open Gates, as its producers warned, was quickly removed from YouTube, which is a part of Jewish-owned Google. However, a number of sites, including National Vanguard, have bypassed the censorship by hosting the film on their own servers. I titled today's program, "The War in Europe." I do not believe it is premature to call it that. I believe that within a few years, that everyone, even the controlled media, will be calling it that. Facts on the ground trump weasel words and propaganda every time. And I believe that this war is also coming to America. I believe we are on the cusp of the Third World War. There is no way that this war can be won by anti-terror security measures, no matter how draconian, and they are going to get much more draconian. There is no way it can be won by showing more and more weakness in the face of the invasion, or by coddling or welcoming or physically supporting the invaders and their prodigious breeding. There is no way this war can be won or avoided by tolerance or understanding. It can only be won by racial loyalty, realism, and strength. It can only be won by realizing that we are white Europeans, and anyone not of our blood must leave our living space or leave the earth forever. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. I want to send each of you our beautiful full-color illustrated booklet explaining the purpose of the Alliance. In this booklet, you can read about our program to save our race and secure a future for white children. It is entitled Building a New White World. To receive your copy, simply visit natall.com/booklet. That's natall.com/booklet. Or send $3, $7 outside the U.S. and Canada, to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Once again, that's $3. $7 outside the U.S. and Canada to Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. We're on the air every week, and our news site is updated many times every day at nationalvanguard.org. We also have a forum where you can meet, talk, learn, and share with others, whitebiocentrism.com. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you to never give up.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth.